How you going?
I'm doing very well. Last weekend, a bit of a mixed bag against Eltham at home and then going down to Frankston. What did you take out of both games?
I mean, it was a huge weekend for our team, playing against the top two teams in the competition in back-to-back nights. It was two hills that we had to climb, and I thought the first one that we had against Eltham, we were tremendous. Started like a house on fire, and we were able to get the job done there and win at home by seven. Then we played against the Frankston team without Tess Madgen and performed very, very admirably. We were right there in the contest and had to try and stop the clock late with some fouling, and eventually the margin blows out to 10 points, but we were right in the contest for 3.75 quarters.
Yep. So out of that, from what I'm hearing, is you were quite excited about the weekend.
Yeah, it shows that we can hang with the best teams and that we belong in that mix, and yep. It's something that we've always felt, and to be able to prove it, in terms of our actions and being able to perform or play the way that we want to against the two top teams in the competition is, very comforting and gives a lot of confidence to everyone involved.
Now, how tough are these double headers from a coaching, physical perspective? Obviously, the players need time to recover, but just as a group, how hard are these double headers, especially when you've got to go from, say, Bendigo to Frankston, which, is 2.5, maybe 3-hour drive?
Yeah, and I think it's just seeing that scenario as empowered as you possibly can. So when the final buzzer sounds on the night before, you begin all of your recovery inputs for the outputs that you've had in the game. So that will be nutrition, hydration, it'll be foam rolling, it might be some physio and massage or icing, but you begin that process as soon as you can. Most of the athletes try to take a little bit of a mental break on the longer bus rides, whether that means that they're napping, or some of them will do something to give themselves a mental break, listen to music, podcasts, reading. Some of them bring a Nintendo Switch to give themselves a mental break and be able to refresh and then recalibrate heading into the following game.
What about yourself? I mean, you say there about the Nintendo Switch and the podcasts and music and the like. I'm guessing Mark sitting in the bus with the phone hotspotted to the computer, or does Mark switch off as well?
It probably depends. I think I rest and recharge best if I'm able to do a bit of a mind dump of all of my ideas and thoughts from the previous night. So sometimes that goes into the notes area on my phone. Sometimes I'll handwrite things. It's a little bit old school, but I think it helps with my memory, which is getting more and more fickle as I age. But once I can get all of those thoughts out of my mind, then I can switch off. And usually I'm a napper. I think it's being involved in professional or semi-professional sport for the better part of 15 to 18 years, I can take a nap anywhere at any time, moving vehicles, on the ground, in the stadium, wherever I need to plug myself into a charger and be ready to give my best for the team, when the time comes.
Well, you might be able to give me some tips, because when it comes to sleeping in cars, I definitely cannot do that. So if you can just maybe give me some tips, that'd be greatly appreciated, because sometimes when I drive down to Melbourne, it's not exactly exciting to look out the window. There's not a lot of scenery that you can look through, but maybe you can help me out one way or another. Now, speaking of road trips, well, you've got one tomorrow, taking on Waverley Falcons from midday. What have you been working on, I guess, to overcome Waverley tomorrow afternoon?
For us, we've looked ahead to the Waverley game this week and the style that they play. So I think the exciting thing about our league is you've got a lot of teams that both have some similarities but then also have differences in style. So sometimes you can carry over concepts from team to team in the way that you want to play them, and then other times it's like the team that you're about to play has been dropped from Mars, which, this is probably like that. And I mean that more as an analogy than no disrespect, but stylistically, they're very different to the teams that we've played in the past month. So they're a little bit, quote unquote, junkier in the way that they defend. So they're almost like the Ross Lyon coached St. Kilda Saints or Fremantle Dockers of this particular league. So they force you to play a slower style. It's a little bit messy and clunky. They're very physical. And you've got to find ways to overcome that and stay authentic to the style that you want to play, the strategy that you like to employ, and then hope that find a way for that not to disrupt the flow of what you want to do. So we've done a lot of zone preparation for any basketball people out there that'll make sense too.
Mm. Yeah, well, looking forward to it. Tomorrow afternoon, Waverley Falcons, you can check it all out on the NBL One website. It is free to watch on there. Hey, Mark, really do appreciate your time this afternoon on the Sideline View.
No worries. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much. Mark Alabakov there joining us, the Bendigo Braves women's coach on Gold Central Victoria.